Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries podcast. My name is Shakira and I am the host here. If you are already subscribed, that means that you are a part of our Carefree family. Hey, welcome back. Thank you for subscribing. Now, if you are not subscribed, you can subscribe on whatever platform you're using to listen to us on, whether that is Spotify, Apple, Anchor, and so many more. Go ahead and subscribe and you'll be notified every single time we have a brand new episode, which is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Now, here on this podcast, we talk about a variety of topics from news, politics, music, entertainment, and more. But most importantly, I like to talk about life lessons that I've learned along the way, and hopefully that you can pick up on a few things yourself and implement them into your own life. So that's what we do here. That's what I strive to do here. Go ahead and subscribe. Now, if you are new here, we have a thing called Carefree Updates, which we are going to do next before we get into our topic of the day. Okay, to kick off our Carefree Updates, let me double back to last week when I talked about Leon Bridges' new project coming out, which I said was titled Texas Sun. It's not titled Texas Sun. It's called Texas Moon. And it was after I was listening back to the episode, I was like, it's not Texas Sun. It's something else. And I looked and it's Texas Moon. Now, he did have another project called Texas Sun and I was getting the two confused. You know, Sun and Moon. Easy mistake. But that is the new project if you guys want to check it out. Also, Janet Jackson, she has a new two-part docuseries. Well, is it called a docuseries? Maybe like a documentary, but it's a two-parter. I have not seen it. I saw the tweets on my timeline, but here's the reason I have not watched it. I could have watched it this weekend, part one and two, but I didn't because I love Michael Jackson, y'all. I still remember, like a lot of people, where I was when I got the news that he passed. I love Michael, oh my gosh, so much. And so when I heard about the documentary coming out, I was like, I don't know if I can watch it because I feel like they're gonna touch on Michael a lot in it, and understandably so, that's her brother, and I just didn't know if I would be able to like handle it without getting really sad all over again. So I have not seen it yet, but I will watch it. One day when I'm in the right headspace to watch it, I'm gonna watch it, and then I will tell you guys what I thought about it. A lot of people enjoyed it from what I've seen online, but yeah, if you watched it, let me know what you think. Is it too Michael Jackson heavy that I would be like sad, or is it not that Michael heavy where I would be okay if I watch it? Let me know. If y'all say it's okay, I'll watch it, but if y'all say it's not okay, I won't watch it. Now, next, as you guys know, today is the start of Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to all my peoples around the world, especially in the United States. Are we the only country that has Black History Month? I never thought about that, but happy Black History Month. And if you all know, if you are familiar, I have a Black History podcast. It is called Black History Moments. You can go and listen to that. You can share it with some friends. You can learn a lot of stories that I am positive and certain that you have not heard before. Also, on this podcast, if you feel like digging, you can search Carefree and Black Diaries, and you can search Blacktober, and I believe it was the very first and second Blacktober that I did. I covered Black historical figures that people don't usually hear about. So if you want to hear some more Black history, actually, so you don't have to dig, I will link them. I will link those episodes in the description box so you can learn some Black history. I have to go dig in the crates to go and find those, but I will find them for you and I will put them in the description box. And also, if you like bite-sized Black history, you can follow Black History Moments on Instagram. Again, that is Black History Moments at Black History Moments on Instagram, because every single day of February, I do it every year. Whew, child, I'm tired just thinking about it, but I have posts every single day that has a Black historical fact on it. Y'all, I just know at the end of this month, I am going to be so tired. February is the shortest month of the year, but it always feels like the longest for me just because I post so much Black history during this month. It's rewarding because people are learning, but at the same time, I am usually exhausted and burnt out by the end of the month. But hopefully this month I'll make it out okay. Pray for me. Now, there were two topics that I did want to touch on this week, but I'm going to table those until next week. I'm going to talk about those in next week's updates, but I do want to end this segment with the news that Rihanna is pregnant. If you have not heard, I mean, she broke the internet today. She announced her pregnancy on, was it Instagram? I'm actually not sure. I only saw like everybody reposting it. I didn't actually see it from her account, but it was her and A$AP Rocky walking down the street. She had her little pregnancy belly showing. So congratulations to Rihanna. I guess I should say congrats to him too, huh? Congrats. But congratulations to Rihanna and the new bundle of joy on the way. I'm really happy for her. So prayerfully everything goes well, you know. That is, she's going to be a great mom. I feel it. She's going to be a great mom. All right, let's end this here because we need a break for our sponsor. And then on the other side, I will be back with our topic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the idea for this series came to me because I was listening to the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, which I happen to do from time to time. I was listening to it last month. And first off, if we're talking about amazing soundtracks, like amazing movie soundtracks, Waiting to Exhale is up there. Like, it's up there with the Love Jones soundtrack. What other movie has it? I don't know. That's another rabbit hole for another day. But it's up there. Like, Babyface put his whole foot in that album. It's an amazing album. If you have not listened to the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, do that. If you have not seen Waiting to Exhale, I won't tell anybody, but you should probably watch Waiting to Exhale. Like, that is a classic film. Loretta Devine, Whitney Houston, Angela Bassett. Watch Waiting to Exhale. It's an amazing movie, but the soundtrack is top tier. So I was listening to the soundtrack, and one of my favorite songs on there is Let It Flow by Toni Braxton. And when I was listening to the soundtrack, I don't know, I've heard it 1,000 times, but while I was listening to Let It Flow, the lyrics actually started like hitting me as I was listening to it. And I was thinking about the application of what she was saying in the song, like how one would apply that to their actual lives. I love music, like love music. And one of the things that I love about music is that it's a way to tell a story. It's a way to reach people universally. It's a way to give advice in a catchy 3 to 4 minutes. You know, you give people advice, they don't actually realize you're giving them advice because they're too caught up in the fact that it's a song. I love that. Like, by the time the song is done, people don't realize they just received a lesson in that small amount of time. So like I was saying, I was listening to Let It Flow by Toni Braxton, and I thought about how nice it would be to have a February series where we unpacked some of my favorite love, or as I like to call them, anti-love songs, and just talk about the lessons in the lyrics, things that we don't typically think about while we're listening to music and stuff like that. And some of these songs you may have heard, some of them you may not have heard. Maybe I'm putting you onto some music that you haven't heard before. But my hope is that you'll listen to the episode, learn what you need to learn, but that you will also listen to the song. So it may be helpful to listen to the song prior to getting into the episode, but do what works for you. So February is supposed to be the month of love, you know, relationship, connection with other people. So why not go through these songs and pull out some lessons from them? So that's my whole goal with this entire month, just to go through these songs, different songs, and pull out the lessons that are within the lyrics. And I have a very fun activity for y'all. Hopefully it's fun. I think it's fun. If you are someone who likes Easter eggs, if you like little hidden gems and things, I created an Easter egg for you. So in the form of a playlist in our Instagram bio and also in the description box of this podcast episode, I am going to put a link to a playlist that I created. The name of the playlist is called Lessons from a Love Song. Oh, I just realized I only made it on Spotify, so I need to make it on Apple Music too. Let me write that down before I forget. So you can find the playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, but the name of it is going to be called Lessons from a Love Song, like the name of this series. And in that playlist, I've included all of the songs that I'm going to be using this month for each podcast episode. So, for example, today we're talking about Let It Flow. Let It Flow by Toni Braxton. The name of this episode is Let It Flow. So Let It Flow is on the playlist. So you can go on there and you can guess. You can take a, I don't know, you can write it down. You can pick three songs that you think I'm going to talk about this month for the other three episodes that remain. And you can see if you were right or if you were wrong. But all of the four songs that I'm touching on this month are on the playlist. So happy hunting. If you like stuff like that, that's just a little Easter egg for you to keep you entertained for the rest of the month. And I would give you hints, but I feel like that would be too easy. So have fun with that. Now back into our lesson today. Like I was saying earlier, I was listening to this song one day, and for some reason, I believe I was in the car, but for some reason, the lyrics like really hit me for the first time ever. And I've heard this song again 1,000 times, but I don't know what it was about this one time. I just actually started paying attention to what she was saying. So much so that I had to restart the song after it was over because I was like, "Ooh, that was deep. That was good. Let me hear it again." So I listened to it twice. And that is when I was like, we can do that for February. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go through these songs. We're going to pull them apart verse by verse, chorus, hook, bridge, everything in between, ad libs. And we're just going to be talking about the lessons that are within these lyrics. And hopefully you can find it entertaining or you can find different things that you can possibly apply to your own lives. So let's kick it off with Let It Flow by Toni Braxton. And it's going to be so hard for me to not sing these songs. Listen, y'all, I am not a singer. I am not a vocalist. So if I get caught up in the rapture of love, oh, I love Anita Baker. Anyway, if I get caught up in the song so much that I might actually sing a part, don't mind me, okay? Don't laugh at me. I told you I'm not a vocalist, so just bear with me. So the first verse in this song is, first thing Monday morning, I'm gonna pack my tears away. Got no cause to look back. I'm looking for me a better day. And I believe that this part of the song, like for her to even open with this, it just shows like when you are in a situation, in a relationship with someone, whatever, and you reach that point where you're just like, enough is enough. Like, this is it. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, this is what this entire song is about. Like, she has reached her breaking point. She has reached this point in her relationship with whoever she's talking about where she has, you know, you reach that point and you're like, this is it. Like, people are working on your last nerve and they don't realize that they're working on your last nerve. But in your head, you're like, you have one last straw and that's it. You don't even know it. I'm not even going to tell you, because once you break that last straw that I have, I'm gone. Like, and I'm not giving you a heads up. That's the headspace that I believe she was in making this song. Like she said, first thing Monday morning, you know how fed up you have to be like, first thing Monday morning, I'm going to pack my tears away and I'm leaving. Like, Monday, sis, of all the days, like, Monday is kind of hard. So I know she was fed up. And then she goes on to say, see, the thing about love is that it's not enough. If the only thing it brings you is pain, there comes a time when we could all make a change. Let me say that again, because sis was on one. See, the thing about love is that it's not enough. If the only thing it brings you is pain, go ahead, Tony. There comes a time when we could all make a change. So when she said she was leaving Monday morning, that's her making her change. That was her putting her foot down, packing her tears away. She had already shed enough tears and she was done. Like, the thing that a lot of people say about women is that women leave relationships mentally first. Like, they check out of relationships first. And the thing about men is that they don't really notice it. I'm not going to talk about them, but they don't really notice it. But they say that women's minds leave relationships before they do. And that's the headspace that she was in this song. And so what I love about this part is her saying that when it comes to love, like, it's just not enough. Like, if you're always hurting, if someone is always upsetting you and they're like, I'll change, don't worry, like, just give me some time, but the only thing they're bringing you is pain. You can love this person to death. You can love this person with everything you have. But if the pain that they are bringing you, the upset, the heartache that they are bringing you outweighs that, why are you staying? Like, that is not enough. Like, love is not enough to keep you in that relationship with this person. And that's why she says that next line when she says there comes a time when we could all make a change. Because eventually you're going to get tired. Eventually you're going to be like, you know what? This ain't it. Like, I have had so many conversations with my friends. And in the past, I would be like, you should do this, this, this. This is how you should handle it. But now, as I've gotten a little bit older, I'm like, people are going to do what they want to do. And sometimes all people want is a sounding board. So that's what I've transitioned into, to just like being a sounding board for my friends. Like, do you want advice? If you want advice, I'll give you advice. If you don't want advice, I'll just listen to what you have to say. And that's how you have to do your friendships too. Like, because sometimes your friend will get mad at you for giving them advice and they came to you. So maybe sometimes you need to ask your friend, like, are you coming because you want me to give you advice, or are you coming because you want me to listen? Because that's two different things. And if you want me to listen, I'll just shut up and I'll just smile and wave, you know, I'll just smile and nod. But if you want me to give advice, then I'm just giving it to you real, like, straight up, this is it. This is how I feel about the situation. And you can take my advice or you can leave it, but it's there for you. And so I think in this song, she had just reached that point where she had just had enough. And she had finally come to the realization that she needed to make a change for herself. And that her loving this person was not enough to keep her in this situation that was just too painful for her. And so then we transition into my favorite part. Everything's gonna work out right, you know. So she, I love some Toni Braxton, that voice. So that is the entire chorus. Like, just let go, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Everything's gonna work out right, you know. And was it last week or the week before last where I had a conversation with you all on the podcast and I was saying that everything just always works out. Like, there is no reason to stress about things. There is no reason to be worried about things. Everything works out exactly how it's supposed to work out. And what I love about this song is it's so smooth. It reminds me of water. And water flows. And you just have to let it flow. When you are grasping on to a situation for dear life, you are cutting it off. Like, you are disrupting the flow of things, and you just have to let stuff go. And that goes for relationships too. Everything is gonna work out fine. If this person is meant to be in your life, then they're meant to be in your life. If they aren't meant to be in your life, then don't force it. You'll always be wondering, like, why are we always having issues? Why is this not working out? It's because you're forcing it. You have to let it flow, let it go, as Tony says. Now, verse number two, she says, don't nobody want no broke hearts and don't nobody want no two-time losers. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Ain't nobody gonna love you like you are if you take whatever he brings your way. I love this part too, because the lesson in this part is that if you are allowing someone to love you in a way that does not reflect what you deserve, how do you expect to get that from someone else? And I know a lot of times people accept the love that they think they deserve, but you just have to reach a point in your life where you put your foot down and you're like, I'm deserving of more. If this person cannot give me that, if this person refuses to give me that, then I refuse to stay. I refuse to be complacent in this and just settle when someone else out there could be willing to give you the world times 10 and you are missing out on that person or that opportunity because you're too caught up in what this person is giving you, which is not even 10% of what you could be receiving from someone else. And people will notice. Like, if you accept that from someone else, this is one thing I just thought about too. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. Men are funny. Like, and correct me if I'm wrong, have you ever dealt with someone and they just weren't what you deserved, but because you were accepting that from that person, other people who were also not deserving of you saw that you were tolerating this from this one person over here, and they said to themselves, oh, she's accepting that from that person, then I know she'll accept me. Y'all, that is a very real thing. That is a very real thing. If you're dealing with someone, think back to your past. If you're dealing with someone who is not even, I hate to say it this way, but like on your level or deserving of you, other people can see that and they're like, if she tolerates that, if she puts up with that, she'll put up with me. So let me just shoot my shot. So that, I think that's what Tony was talking about when she said, you know, ain't nobody gonna love you like you are if you take whatever he brings your way. You just keep getting that cycle, that same sense of quote-unquote love from other people because they see what you tolerate from someone else. Like, nope. And then that leads into her next point when she says, see, the thing of it is we deserve respect, but we can't demand respect without change. There comes a time when we must go our own way. Again, there comes a time when you reach that certain level and only you can decide when you've had enough. Only you can be the person to make that decision and tell yourself, like, this is it. Like, I can't tolerate this anymore. I can't put up with this anymore. And I refuse to continue this cycle, not even, you know, just dealing with this one person, but I refuse to continue this cycle with other people as well. Anyone else who may come my way. So that is what she's talking about. Like, you have to demand respect, especially in these streets, y'all. Especially in these streets, in these dating streets. If you don't demand respect from people, there are people out here who will not give it to you just for the simple fact that you don't demand it. I know it sounds odd. It is odd, but it is very real. A lot of people will only give you what you are telling them indirectly that you deserve. I wish I could think of a good analogy right now, but I can only think about restaurants at the moment. So this might not be the best analogy, but if someone is seeing you, and no offense to anyone who, let's just say, I'm just going to say McDonald's. If someone sees that you are only requiring McDonald's from people, they're going to be like, oh, well, that's the only thing that she requires. I'm just going to keep giving her McDonald's. But if you're like, no, I don't want McDonald's. I don't know, what's a really good restaurant? I don't know. I can't think of a really good restaurant. I was going to say Ruth Chris, but I've never been there, so I don't know if the food is actually good. But let's just say that for hype's sake, they're going to be like, why would I give her Ruth Chris if she only wants McDonald's? It just doesn't make sense. But if you are requiring Ruth Chris from people, McDonald's people are going to be like, well, okay, I see that she requires Ruth Chris, so let me stay my McDonald's behind over here on this side of the street, and I'm just going to leave her alone. Like, that's the best analogy that I can think of off the top of my head, but that's what I mean, y'all. And then she just goes back into the chorus. Just let go. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Everything's going to work out right, you know. Just let go. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. And the song just ends like that. Y'all should listen to that song. If you have not listened to that song, that is one of my favorite songs. So if you want to know what one of Shakira's favorite songs is ever, Let It Flow by Toni Braxton is one of my favorite songs. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. These next three. So I realized that a lot of the songs that I chose at first were like anti-love songs. But I don't know. I think they're kind of love songs at the same time, because she's not saying don't love. She's just saying watch who you love and watch, you know, what you are accepting of from other people. So I hope that you guys enjoy this. I hope that you will share it with a friend, and I hope to see you next week in a brand new episode. Also, guys, can you do us a favor? Because if you love the podcast, I would love if you would give us 5 stars in the Apple Podcast. I don't know what it's called, thingamajig. If you would give us 5 stars, it really helps. It helps with discovery, because Apple, you know, algorithms and all of that stuff, they will push things to people. They can discover things if it has good ratings. So if you guys could give us 5 stars, I would really, really appreciate it. That can be your Valentine's Day gift to me, or your Valentine's Day gift to the podcast. I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now, I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to stay black and carefree. And I'll talk to you guys in a new episode next week. Bye, guys.